Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. Spring is a busy season for community grantmaking on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Scholarship committees meet, city grants are awarded, and the Homer Foundation's Youth Advisory Committee reviews proposals and recommends funding for youth-focused programs. Information about community grants, scholarships, and the Homer Foundation is available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
It's Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. First up, the Alaska State House's Ethics Committee says Homer Republican Representative Sarah Vance likely violated state law by using publicly funded resources to criticize a local newspaper's coverage of a Charlie Kirk memorial last year. That's according to a decision released on Thursday, finding a letter Vance wrote to Homer News owner Carpenter Media on official letterhead and posted to her official social media account constituted partisan political activity. A state law known as the Legislative Ethics Act bars the use of official resources for partisan activity. Vance says she disagrees with the committee's findings that the letter constitutes partisan activity. She says she sees the Ethics Committee's decision as an attempt to police how she speaks to her constituents.
I am not beholden to anyone but my constituents, and my letterhead is an expression of my representation. It is not state issued. And so I had every right to call out the media for what I believe to be biased reporting.
The committee cited several excerpts from Vance's letter as illegal partisan activity. One said, quote, "If the paper continues to treat community events as opportunities for partisan spin, the consequences will be financial as well as reputational." The committee did not impose fines or other sanctions on Vance, saying the only corrective action necessary was a reminder of the proper use of state letterhead. Representative Kevin McCabe, a Big Lake Republican on the Ethics Committee, issued a lengthy dissent from the decision, saying he was concerned about the precedent it would set. The September 2025 letter led a Canadian editor with Carpenter Media to modify the Homer News story without the input of its Alaska-based staff. That led several reporters at Carpenter's three Alaska papers in Juneau, Homer, and Kenai to resign. Some now write for a new outlet, the Homer Independent Press, which first reported the Vance decision late last month. In other news, the Kenai Peninsula Beach horse races and the Nanilchik Rodeo took place over the holiday weekend, July 4th and 5th, at the beach in Nanilchik and the Kenai Peninsula Fairgrounds. Emily Springer spoke with event coordinator Laura McInnes about what some of the events entailed this year.
The 2026 4th of July weekend was soggy on the Kenai Peninsula, but the rodeo festival still gathered about 1,000 people, with visitors attending all the way south from Fairbanks. Laura McInnes, one of the community coordinators, shared a few of the post-event details and then more about what makes the Nanilchik event most notable.
This is all this rodeo in Alaska, and it started in 1960. And so we are what we consider a homesteaders rodeo. So we don't have your typical events. We focus on the kids and we focus on the community. So we've got trick riders and we've got a young horseback drill team, and we do calf riding and calf scrambles, and we have bronc riding, but we don't have any bulls. We just keep it very local and hometown feel.
Rodeo events include barrel racing, lead line pole bending, keyhole race, bareback steers, steer wrestling, goat tying, team roping, saddle bronc, steer daubing, calf scramble, hide race, tug of war, up pole bending, three-legged sack race, rescue race, and breakaway. Also performing were the Alaska Stars Drill Team and the Alaska Youth Equestrian Club Trick Riders. The Alaska Stars Drill Team is a performance group that participates in rodeos and community events in Alaska, showcasing choreographed routines for entertainment and competition. This year's event included a beach race that is a component that started with COVID for social distancing rather than the typical rodeo competition.
This is actually an idea that Shirley's dad, Jim Wilson, came up with in 1961. They just never implemented it. But we did, and it was such a huge success that we've continued to do it. And there's probably 700 or 800 people that line the beach to watch those horses race. It's a lot of fun. We pick the lowest tide we possibly can, rodeo weekend, and we go for it.
Shirley is Shirley Cox, who along with her daughter, Katie Matthews, are also two key coordinators for the Nenelchik Rodeo.
My name is Shirley Cox. I have been involved in putting this rodeo on with my family since I was 2 years old. And then the organization that was putting on the rodeo morphed into a junior rodeo association. And I was president of the Peninsula Horseman Association for Junior Horseman Association for many years. Then we all outgrew the junior part, so then it became the Peninsula Horseman Association. And a couple years ago, that organization disbanded, and now we have the Alaska Equestrian Sports Club that puts on the rodeo. And I'm just one of the head people.
Finally, the event holds a competition every 2 years for a rodeo queen and a high school queen. Last year's awardee was Cadence Campbell, and Kylie Barnes was the high school queen. There was not a competition held in 2026.
It's based on horsemanship and ticket sales in the community, so marketing, and then overall presentation. You have to do an interview with some of the things, but it's not a beauty pageant. It's a, you know, how good a horseman are you? How much grit have you got?
Additional upcoming events at the Nenelchik Fairgrounds are Salmon Fest 2026, which will take place July 31st through August 2nd, and the Kenai Peninsula Fair, August 14th through the 16th. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO. Also online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. This morning's newscast included a story from Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone. Today on KBBI at 1 p.m. is Song and Dance with David Stutzer, at 5 p.m. is Alaska News Nightly, and at 6 p.m. is a live broadcast of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Meeting. Join us for the coffee table this Wednesday at 9 a.m. right here on KBBI for a preview of Concert on the Lawn, including live performances by Madeline Moore and the Copper River Band, plus information about parking, tickets, vendors, and more. That's Wednesday at 9 a.m. here on KBBI. The concert is coming up on Saturday, July 11th from noon to 7 p.m. at Karen Hornaday Park. Come celebrate KBBI and our community with live music from local favorites, including the Spit City Slickers, English Bay Band, and the KP Brass Band. Listening. Good morning.